Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach. I'm here to pull back the curtain on the financial services industry and expose the truth about money and investing. And we have been doing just that for a number of years now. I hope you're having a great day. I don't have to say the market's been crazy. You probably already know that, unless this is already passed as you're listening to this. I'm recording this on August 24th. It will reflect the market on the 23rd, which has been red, big time red. And you know, I wanted to share a couple thoughts with you. We have the market update that I'm going to go through rather quickly. In fact, you know what? Let me just hop right on that and get it over with. We believe in an academic approach to investing. The concept of dissimilar price movement. You want to own umbrellas. You want to own suntan lotion. We understand that based on academic research of the last 50 years, investing is a relatively simple process, but emotionally difficult to stay focused on and disciplined within. But when you look at the science, it's very clear that you don't know what's going to happen in the market. You never know when it's going to rain or the sun's going to shine. You need to understand diversification, risk premiums. Where do returns come from? What do I get rewarded for certain risk involved, etc.? And there's a lot of content on our website, FAI Coach, if you'd like to learn more about some of the science. But for the matter at hand, today we do the market update to give people a well-rounded view of what's happening globally, to also reassure them that this does happen. The market does go up, it does go down. It has a two-thirds bias. Two out of every 3 years is up, one out of every 3 years is down. The market always hits new highs, it always has, and unless we have some global extinction type of event, it always will. And that is because it's made up of all of our efforts. I mean, we all got up this morning, some of us went to work, some of us had the day off, but those of us that went to work on this particular day are out to be productive and to innovate and to grow and to help our businesses prosper and help our employers prosper or whatever it is that we need to do to move the ball forward. And that collective energy is resulted in the marketplace. Of course, it's been red lately. In fact, it's been terribly red, but as I'm recording this, I'm seeing green. So go figure that out. Yesterday, the 23rd was a wreck, and here we are, the 24th. So far, it's green, but the market's not over for today yet. So let's get on to the market update. We believe you need to understand where the market is doing well and where it's not in different areas, because in a well-diversified portfolio, you're going to own all the different areas of the marketplace. You're going to own small companies and large companies and growth companies and value companies and international companies and domestic companies. So, Russell 2500 Index measures the performance of small to mid-cap companies. And boy, what a difference from last week. Last week, we were about 3% to the positive. As of last night, we were 5.5% just about in the negative. So, small is getting crushed right now. Russell 2000, small cap to micro, these are predominantly growth, not value. It's negative 7% as of the 23rd. Russell 1000, which looks at large, not small, but large value, not growth, but value, large value. And it's negative 9, almost 10% year to date. Then we look at the Russell 2000, which looks at small value, not large value, but small value. We're at negative 10.5%. And then the last area, or the last index we look at would be the S&P 500, which is widely regarded as the best single gauge of the U.S. equities market, and it's down about 8%. So right now, we've given up everything we've got this year, because last week we had some positives. Of course, here we are green again today. What a difference a day makes. When we go into the international arena, that's really been hammered because of China, and I'm going to talk about China and the significance of China. We're going to hit that in a minute. But Morgan Stanley Capital International World Index, it's down 7%. This would be developed countries, say Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, Denmark, Finland, France, Greece, Germany, Hong Kong, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Portugal, Singapore, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, and the UK. These are developed markets, negative 7% year to date as of August 23rd, 2015. When we go into the emerging markets, that one's ouch. It was negative 12 last week. It's negative 19 this week. This is why rebalancing is so important. What is rebalancing? Well, academics have proven, empirically proven in the last 50 years, that in order to get market returns, which is all one can endeavor to do, you want to own equities, that is stocks and bonds. You want to own this in different areas. And all the countries, emerging countries, developed countries, all over the U.S., small, large, cash, bonds, fixed, T-bills, like government CDs, etc. You want to have a well-balanced portfolio, all these different areas, and based on your sleep factor, and you can read about that in some blogs we have on FAICoach.com, your sleep factor, you dictate the kind of volatility or ride you're willing to go on in order to capture market returns. And in order to do that, you must rebalance. So when I see emerging markets, right away my mind, when I see 19% negative, my mind goes to the fact that, wow, we are getting some real value by rebalancing. Although that's a it's a sour pill to swallow. On one side, you're getting value because everything's so low, and it's really at a lower price and a better value to buy it. But at the same time, the market's down, so your account balance overall is. But if you have a well-balanced portfolio, especially one that's academically structured, and you own equities, and you understand diversification, and you realize it's a long-term play, then it's just a matter of rebalancing. Now, we love to, it's easier to rebalance on the highs. It's a little tougher to rebalance on the lows, but this is what the science dictates. You can't have your cake and eat it too from a viewpoint of just having up all the time. And in these rare instances, and they really are rare instances where the market is predominantly red across the board, what's happened is in a well-diversified, academically structured portfolio, what you're going to do is take some of the cash and buy up all these areas. Now, of course, hindsight being 2020, when you look at, I'm recording this for yesterday's market, but I'm already seeing green today, it just speaks to that very essence. The essence of rebalancing is that when everyone else is panicking and the anxiety sets in, we're capitalizing on that. I love the way Eugene Fama phrased it, the Nobel laureate in economics a couple of years ago. He was talking about how the news is just noise. And those of us that kind of rise above that noise and kind of understand the realities of the science go, wow, we're really, it's almost unfair. You're taking advantage of all these people that are emotionally reacting. And then they wonder why it takes them so long to rebound whenever the market does go down, because they're trying to be defensive and they're taking money out of the market and moving it to cash rather than understanding they need to rebalance and take advantage of a emerging market that's down 19%. Now, that index includes Argentina, Brazil, China, Chile, Colombia, Czech Republic, Egypt, Hungary, India, Indonesia, Israel, Korea, Malaysia, Mexico, Morocco, Peru, Philippines, Poland, Russia, South Africa, Taiwan, Thailand, and Turkey. Those are emerging markets, and they're not doing very well. Interesting, though, I remember we picked up 90% in 2010. Or was it 2010 from emerging markets. And it's a similar situation. You have all these people selling out, and of course, we're going to buy. When that turns the other way, and this is a beautiful thing about rebalancing, when emerging markets turns around, that's why the rebound. When the market rebounds, it rebounds lightning fast. It's incredible when you start to see the value. That it's interesting that your balance of your account may be going down in a red market, but the underlying value isn't going down because you're purchasing things at a cheaper price and you're getting more of those things. But it just takes a little while to realize. That's why you look at investing long term and realize that all the news today is really nothing more than a speed bump, if you will, in the investing highway. Let me tie off with the Morgan Stanley Capital International, Europe, Australia, and the Far East, where we're down negative 4%. So there were several areas of positive last week. That's not the case now. Across the board, it's red. Again, we'll see that that change many times over as time goes by. So it's tough, though, and I want to reassure those of you that are trying to get a handle on the market and understand this big, complex, overwhelming, baffling, bewildering machine and all the data that's thrown at you and trying to understand a lot of it. What you really need to understand is not much more than you want to own equities, you want to rebalance, diversify, and understand it's a long-term proposition. Which brings me to the title of this podcast, which is Interest Rates. What's that got to do with the price of tea in China? And, you know, I think that's applicable here. You know, what is the price of tea in China? I think it's important that one really understands the significance of something like this. And when we look at the price of tea in China right now, it's really been rising. It's been rising dramatically due to supply and demand. In fact, I want to talk about one specific tea. It's called Pure, P-U-E-R, Pure Tea. It's a brew known for its medicinal qualities. It's grown in a remote southern western province of Yunnan. And millions of Chinese are now hoarding the tea instead of drinking it after the price has jumped 50% last year. This tea is considered to improve with age, kind of like a scotch would, you know, an age or a wine. It's a 64-year-old tea recently, this Pure Tea, P-U-E-R, sold for ¥1 million, making it six more times expensive than gold, which is incredible. And the high demand for specialty teas, some of them are sold in excess of $4,000 for 100 grams, but it varies. You're talking about $1.15 per cup or ¥17. But the price of tea, when you think about the price of tea in China, my mom used to say that to me all the time, the price of tea in China, and obviously it must have a tremendous effect, a ripple effect on the markets, because we're seeing that right now. At the Maliando Tea Market in southwest Beijing, recently Pure is sold in 350-gram cakes. I mean, they've got these big tea cakes. And the price has gone up 50% since a 6.4% earthquake hit that tea-growing region recently. Investors in southern China and Hong Kong limit the amount of tea grown each year, so they drive the tea price up by storing it rather than selling it. So, you know, the price of tea in China has gone up. Some of the more high-end tea has gone up dramatically. Now, what has that got to do with interest rates here in the United States? Well, I don't think it has anything to do with it. I'm taking a moment to be a little absurd here. My mom used to say all the time when I'd ask questions as a child, what's that got to do with the price of tea in China? And you know, many of you have heard that before. It's just kind of an absurd way to answer a question that really doesn't have much relevance to the heart of what the question's trying to find out, i.e., interest rates and the current Fed state of mind as to whether they continue to print money like they've been doing or whether to taper back. At some point, there's going to be a correction. It's got nothing whatsoever to do with what's going on in China. In fact, I could make an argument. For the last several years, I've been reassuring clients, friends, loved ones that we're not going to hell in a handbasket in the United States, that we do have debt problems, but they're not insurmountable. We don't have cash flow problems. We have spending problems. People have often talked about our currency and how it's devalued and gone on and on and on about it. And I find it interesting that all these countries continue to invest in the U.S., but we have Americans worried about our currency. Here, we thought we were being holden to China the last decade, and what we realize is they're the ones who have to worry about their currency. So, you know, all this news, again, is just noise. What has it got to do with the price of tea in China? Absolutely nothing. Nothing whatsoever. And the news that you hear this week is going to have no bearing on the long-term effect of your account unless you make imprudent moves based on emotional gut feelings, hindsight bias, a patterning or looking for patterns within things to justify emotion-based reactions rather than just understanding reality. If you don't have a well-diversified portfolio, get one. Get with some people, us or someone like us that can help you get one, understand some of the basics. If you do, then there's nothing to do. There's nothing to worry about. The price of tea in China has no effect on interest rates here in the U.S. and vice versa. What we have is a lot of speculators speculating, and they're looking for speculation to speculate on. Now, is that to be Pollyanna and say that there aren't economic concerns in different areas of the marketplace? No, I'm not implying that. There are, but they are instantaneously factored in price-wise based on economies and the reaction to that type of news. To say that you have some insight that you could gain from the news that no one else, that would be different. If you had some way to see the news before it happened, that would be a different situation. But all we have is all kinds of people speculating. We have all kinds of news shows and the media looking for sound bites to get viewership, to get people worked up, and to make imprudent choices. And especially when we see a lot of people on these shows pitching their particular product, whatever that may be. So what does the price of tea in China have to do with interest rates? Absolutely nothing. The market's going to go up. It's going to go down. We realize that. What we need to do is understand that we're going to rebalance. We're going to give some back, some cash back at times to buy when everyone else is selling, and we're going to sell when everyone else is buying. And that's exactly what prudence dictates. It's emotionally difficult to do that, but this is why coaching is so important in our case, and the fact that we create this kind of content to reassure our clients and other listeners that we've averted another end to the world. There's been another world collapse that's been averted by the fact that we have a little green today in the market. When you listen to the talking heads, you'd think it's all over. Well, listen, if you'd like to learn more about the realities of academic investing, the science, the hardcore hooks, the stakes that are stuck in the ground have been empirically proven to be there. If you want to get educated to learn more about what's going on, call our office, 867-5745, toll-free 866-867-5745. We have a lot of material on our website, as well as a whole library of books and CDs and different things to help you get coached up. And understand, you don't need to know everything, just a few right things. But please don't be subject to the whims of one opinions I think of them as the truth stuffed with lies, you know, the shell of truth stuffed with lies to create a perception for the gain and whoever's pitching that message. But in most cases, we just need to hold true and stay the course and realize the market's going to go up, it's going to go down, and take advantage of it. And that's all you can do, is take advantage of it. Don't feel like you're a pawn. You're in control. You know, you are definitely in control, Mr. and Mrs. Investor. So, you know, realize that you are, and don't become faint of heart when we hear all the doom and gloom type of news. With that being said, I'm going to get off here. This is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach, President of Financial Abundance, a registered investment advisory firm. We believe education leads to clarity. Clarity leads to confidence. And only with confidence can you have peace of mind. And you should have peace of mind right now. It doesn't matter that the market is down. Are we happy about it? No, we're not happy about it. But we're not going to lose any sleep over it. We're not sweating it, because what goes up goes down. What goes up goes down. The highs are high because the lows are low. And realize that that's what happens emotionally. The highs are high because the lows are low. Paul Nichols, Investor Coach. Have a great day. Thank you for listening.